This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd.
Black Lives Matter!
Thousands of protesters are rallying in Washington and other U.S. cities against the death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Demonstrations demanding racial justice and systemic reforms erupted in major cities across the United States after Floyd's May 25th death and have continued daily for nearly 2 weeks. Thousands of demonstrations were held worldwide. In Australia, demonstrations were held in Melbourne, Adelaide, and Sydney. Thousands gathered in London to hold an anti-racist demonstration. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
Thousands of people rallied in the heart of London on Saturday to support U.S. protests against police brutality. They waved placards and chanted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police." The rolling global protests reflect rising anger over police treatment of ethnic minorities. The British government had warned people to stay away because of the threat of the coronavirus. Huge crowds gathered at Parliament Square, making social distancing impossible. Later, protesters stopped traffic as they marched towards the American embassy. British world heavyweight boxing champion Anthony Joshua joined a Black Lives Matter march in his hometown of Watford, north of London. The fighter walked at the head of the march on crutches following a leg injury sustained during training.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Floyd, a black man, died in handcuffs while a Minneapolis police officer pressed a knee on his neck. A private family funeral, one of several for the deceased man, is being held in his hometown of Rayford, North Carolina. This is VOA News.